The Supreme Court handed a big victory to employers today. In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that companies can force workers to settle disagreements individually instead of banding together in class action lawsuits. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School, is here. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
And we know this concerns agreements that go to arbitration. This covers an estimated 25 million workers in the U.S., and sometimes there's hundreds, thousands in these agreements. So explain more about what this ruling means.
So the employees who were trying to sue in these cases were complaining about wage theft, and they had cases that were small individually but added up to a lot together. And so what they tried to do was go to federal court and sue together in what's called a class action, because it's the kind of case that if you go on your own, it's hard to get a lawyer interested because there's not enough money at stake. And they were arguing that because the wage theft was a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which is like our big national labor law, that they should be allowed into court rather than being bound by private arbitration, which is a way that employers try to bar employees from getting to regular court. Arbitration is private and you have to do it one by one according to the contracts that these employees had signed.
So is the ruling that you have to do this one by one?
Yes, that's the ruling. It's a ruling that gives a lot of power to employers. Once employees sign these kind of take it or leave it contracts and arbitration is in place, it's binding and it covers all kinds of things that are also covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. So if you think you have a wage theft claim, you now have to go by yourself to private arbitration. You can't band together and go to court, even though you still have your collective bargaining rights under the Fair Labor Standards Act.
So Judge Neil Gorsuch wrote the decision today. What was his reasoning?
His reasoning is that the Federal Arbitration Act, which was passed in 1925, is enforceable. And he said that nothing in the national labor laws changes that, that essentially, whether it was a good idea or not, as a policy matter, these employees sign these contracts and the contracts are binding and employers can enforce them.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the dissent, actually summarized her reasoning from the bench today, which you tell us is rare. What did she say?
Yeah, she did that. It's usually a sign that a justice feels really strongly. And what she said was that this decision is a terrible mistake because it will lead to under-enforcement of laws that are designed to protect workers and especially vulnerable workers. One study estimates that in just three cities, Chicago, L.A., and New York City, low-wage workers lose nearly $3 billion a year in wages that they are owed. And so this decision is going to make it much harder for them to recover the money that their employers are essentially pilfering from them.
Because it would seem an insurmountable task to go by yourself to court for some people. But are we going to see fewer class action lawsuits because of this, do you think?
Yes, we will. And this is part of a kind of march the Supreme Court has been on now for several years to really minimize and limit class action lawsuits. And, you know, it can sound kind of technical and wonky, but whether you can band together and go to court as a group or have to go by one often determines whether the case can be brought at all. Because as we all know, you know, lawyers are expensive. This is a way of spreading the costs out, whether it's employees or consumers.
Hmm. Emily Bazelon, staff writer at the New York Times Magazine, fellow at the Yale Law School, on today's Supreme Court decision that companies can force workers to settle disagreements individually instead of in class action lawsuits. Emily, thank you.
Thanks for having me.